I'm Brittany French.
Hey, I'm Rob McDonald.
And this is the Great Plains Outdoors Podcast.
We're going to talk about everything from fishing and hunting to hiking, paddling, and adventures on the Great Plains. We'll cover it all here.
So join us each episode and hear what's going on in the great outdoors on the Great Plains. Welcome to another episode of the Great Plains Outdoors Podcast. We're so glad you guys are here. It's been a while since we sat down and recorded last. I actually can't remember the last date we recorded. However, I'm going to blame that on some prime turkey hunting conditions and turkey hunting seasons, but also some great fishing opportunities. Rob, what the heck have you been up to?
You know, yeah, it has been pretty wild around here lately. I've got two school-age kids at home, and that's winding down, and they've been like on a field trip, I don't know, one or the other, pretty well every day for the last 2 weeks. But apart from that, turkey hunts. So my oldest boy got his turkey during youth season, or my youngest boy, excuse me. Yeah. And then my oldest boy, he called one in, actually first bird he'd ever called in all by himself, called it into 6 yards, and took that bird. And then I was having a heck of a time filling my tag, and my little guy one evening was like, "Dad, I'll get up and go with you in the morning. I'm your lucky charm." And sure enough, 6:30 the next morning, right off the roost, I filled my tag. So lots of turkey hunting going on. We've taken a few other youth from around the area, been a part of a couple kids fishing clinics. The crappie fishing has hit its stride, and the walleye fishing has been pretty good too. So, but one of the outings that I recently was a part of, was our Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, OCK. It's our annual spring meeting. We have that up at Council Grove, Kansas, and we're hanging out at the conference, and I had the pleasure of doing some trap shooting. We caught some crappie, and getting to know other outdoor communicators. So it's writers and bloggers and photographers and podcasters and folks that run and work for organizations that just communicate the outdoors in Kansas. And today's podcast guest is Jessica White, is one of those communicators that I got to hang out with. I got to know her better during our conference. That's one of the things I really like about that conference, is just getting to hang out with those people that have the same mission. Maybe their platform looks different than yours, but we're all trying to tell the story about the outdoors in Kansas. And Jessica actually took it upon herself. It wasn't a part of the conference to do some turkey hunting, but she decided while she was there, the morning after the conference, she kind of lined up some property with a local guy that was at the conference, and she had a successful turkey hunt. And so I wanted to have her on and talk about that hunt for sure.
I love your guys's ideas of conferences, because it's never in an actual conference room. Like, you guys might do a little like butts in seat and learning and educating each other on different things, but you're like recreating and enjoying the outdoors, and I just appreciate that so much.
Yeah, I don't think any of our members would come if it was in a conference
room. Exactly. So we need to take a page out of your book and implement it across the whole industry. Well, on our last episode, which I hope you all listened to, we interviewed a young gal named Gracie Herman, who has now graduated from high school today, about being a National Wildlife Turkey Federation champ on the calling stage. It was so cool to share her story, but we're excited to share another turkey hunting story, just like Rob said, about Jessica's experience. But to tap in a little bit about who Jessica is and what she's doing, Jess, when she hit her early 30s, she felt really challenged to do something more with her life, which I can certainly appreciate, as I am knocking on the door of 30 myself. Being an outdoors adventure-seeking woman sets her apart from many of her peers, and I couldn't agree more. And she's very focused on doing things outdoors and had a hard time connecting with women, so other women doing the same thing. So she decided to change that. This desire led Jessica to establish Wander Woman of Kansas. Wander Woman is an organization focused on providing a platform for connecting with other women and highlighting outdoor adventures. She says there is something so deeply satisfying satisfying and connecting about sharing experiences and knowledge with others. Not only do they provide great storytelling material later, they also provide new lessons about ourselves and our abilities that we didn't even know we possessed. I love it. Jess, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I think you did a pretty good job summing that up. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I grew up hunting and fishing. I grew up with my mother taking us camping and hiking and canoeing. She's taken my sister and I through caves and was very, very involved in Girl Scouts. And she just continued that journey. And now that my sister and I are adults, we still can kind of go to them for those experiences and introducing us to the outdoors even now. So the thing was, though, which kind of plays into this turkey hunt was, you know, my dad was really big into turkey and deer hunting. And so I grew up turkey hunting with my father. And the feelings I was kind of starting to get was, if I didn't know someone, more specifically, probably a guy or someone that's a family member that does these type of activities, I might not have an opportunity to try. And that's kind of how it went. I got on Google, and I just, of course, I'm new to the game. I didn't know that there were organizations out there. So I'm just Googling outdoor clubs, outdoor get-togethers, and I wasn't finding what I was looking for. So my dad suggested I connect with the National Wild Turkey Federation. I emailed them in the turkey blind with my father, and because we had some downtime, and I was on their chapter as a volunteer right after that. And then that opened up a huge, just, I had no idea so many organizations and places existed. We had our first event with the National Wild Turkey Federation at Powder Creek. I ended up working there like 2 weeks later. And the common denominator of me getting involved with these things is that I was the only consistent female. And I'm like, where are all the girls? So it just kind of started hinting around for me to start my own group. And it was suggested, the name got toyed around. Then the next day I got a logo and a Facebook page. And I just kind of figured, if I struggled with finding these things in this area, maybe a lot of other females do too. And I wanted to make it easier for them to spend time outdoors. So here we are.
It's a really cool story, Jess. I didn't realize that's how you kind of got your initial foot in the door.
Yeah, yes. Big props to National Wild Turkey Federation and Powder Creek for introducing me to a lot of people. And then those organizations supporting me hugely to start this group and then being behind me even since then, which what now that's been since 2018.
Sweet. So that group is what brought you to participate in Outdoor Communicators Kansas, OCK, and see what we were about. And that kind of folded you into coming to our spring conference in Council Grove, which resulted in a turkey hunt all on your own. And I want to talk about that a little bit. So to set the stage a little bit, you know, Kansas is not unlike most of the nation, and that our turkey populations are down. It's becoming harder and harder to find turkeys. In fact, they've cut in the area that we're at. It used to be you could get two tags. Now you can only get one. You have to work a little bit harder. So the turkeys are out there. And I think the biologists would tell you, I've heard them say it, that turkey hunters in the spring shooting male birds are not contributing to the downturn of the population. So, you know, we're not doing harm to these turkeys by our adventures in shooting a male bird, a bearded bird out of a group. But I say all that to say that turkey hunting ain't easy. It can be some tough work. And so we were at Council Grove in the Flint Hills. Council Grove Reservoir's right there, the city lake. Shout out to Sean Honor and his group there, and all the outdoor conservation work that they do. And Jessica had mentioned to me, I was helping to facilitate this conference and said, hey, I'd really like to hunt turkeys if there's an opportunity. And I talked to Sean about it and he was like, man, we just don't have, I don't have very many landowners that are seeing birds. And so I just told Jessica, I was like, look, bring your stuff. As far as an organized, here's a guide, here's a turkey hunt. I don't think that's going to happen, but if you want to get out and try it, like just knock yourself out. And so to me, that kind of sets the stage for our listeners. Jessica, if you want to jump in there and just tell us how it all went down.
Sure. I mean, you pretty much hit the nose. You know, earlier I mentioned that I grew up turkey hunting with my dad. And so you guys all understand, I mean, I have been hunting we could say it's been my entire life. And I have been very spoiled. We have a landowner in Uniontown, Kansas, that has been gracious enough to provide their property for my father and I. And that's where my dad's been taking me for a very long time. And we go out in the springtime every year together to sit out in the field. A few years ago, I started kind of wanting to be a little more independent, where I'm sitting in our hunting spot by myself. Now he still goes out there, scouts the area, sets everything up for me. So even though I was now by myself, I still always had my dad there to support me and walk me through everything and have everything ready for me for when I showed up. So this year I was supposed to go turkey hunting, but my dad got out there and he's like, we're not hearing anything in our normal spots. And he's pretty concerned. And I could tell that he was very bummed because this is the first year I did not get to turkey hunt with my dad. But Rob, you brought up turkey hunting and I was like, well, heck yeah. I mean, I'm not going to have this opportunity. Why not just have my stuff with me just in case? And you introduced me to Sean. And he got the Onyx app on my phone. That was the first time I've ever used it. And he pinpointed the location of where I needed to go. So there's first number one, never used the Onyx app. The next day after we pinpointed where I needed to go, I made the decision to go out by myself and scout the area. Never been on land completely by myself scouting before. So I felt pretty comfortable with where it was. I actually still called my dad and I FaceTimed a friend to look at the area and kind of suggest a place where I might actually sit down. And so once we kind of got that covered, I felt pretty good. And so I left and we finished our activities for the night with the OCK members.
So that just real quick, you know, for our listeners maybe that don't turkey hunt. That's a critical component. And I want to kind of make sure that people understand that, you know, if you're, it doesn't matter the gender, it doesn't matter. If you think about going to hunt a new area, you want to go hunt turkeys or deer or whatever it is, and you have access, whether it's public or walk-in or you get some private access, like you can do this, like it can work for you. But I think one of the key components that you took care of was you went and scouted the property. Because number one, you want to know like the lay of the land, where would the turkeys be? How are they going to travel? Number two, you're going to show up in the dark, right?
Exactly. Like,
here I am in the dark, the place I've never been. I don't know what, you know, so that's a key component and you really fit it all together. So I don't want to interrupt you there, but I wanted
to. Oh, no, I mean, it's exactly right. I went out there. So a little thing about me, I have spent a ton of time in the outdoors, whether it's been through Wonder Woman or with other women. But I can tell you right now, I've got a huge fear of being in the woods by myself in the dark. So me not only having a good idea of where I needed to go, because I mean, when you're turkey hunting, you have to be stealthy, even though the turkeys might still be on the roost. I didn't want to go out there not knowing where I was in the dark and making all kinds of racket and moving around all over the place trying to figure out where I was going to set up, because then if a turkey heard me, they aren't going to want to come my way because they're like, what the heck was that? So I was very nervous and I had to go out there and look because I didn't want to be wandering around by myself and have the fear, because I would have. So I did go out and I looked and I made the decision of where I was going to park my car. And then I made the decision of where I was going to walk in and where I was going to sit. And I had a lot of help making that decision. I did not do that on my own, but that's okay because we're still learning here. So funny story with this. So the next morning I knew what time, well, part of scouting is it also allowed me to see how far of a drive it was from the hotel to get there because I needed to know what time I needed to get up to give myself enough time to get my gear and walk to my spot. So I set my alarm and I woke up the next morning and I was nervous. I was incredibly nervous to go out again in the dark by myself in this new spot that I've never been. And so I did not get out of bed right away. But that's okay because I still got up and I still went, but it was daylight. And I remember, cause I think Rob, I think you were staying around the corner at the near hotel. And I was like, gosh, I hope he doesn't see that I'm still here. Cause he's going to be thinking, what the heck is she still doing here? So I got up and I went out, it was daylight, which actually made me feel a little bit better. And so I parked my car and I got out. Well, before I got in, I made sure that there were no turkeys cause I was really afraid I was going to spook something. I parked my car and I sat and I listened for a minute and then a big gobble went off and I go, oh crud. I blew it. They're already here. And so I got my stuff out of the car because I didn't see them. And so I scooted to my little spot. Luckily did not spook anything from what I could tell. And then I sat there and I started doing my turkey hunt. Another big thing about this is playing back to my father helping. He's a pro caller. I mean, the guy can call in anything. And so I've never felt the need to really practice hard on calling because I have my dad. Why do I need to call and learn how to do this when I've got my dad? And what's funny is that 2 weeks before we actually just did our first talking turkey event where my father taught the girls with Wonder Woman how to use a box call. And that event is actually when I started practicing with the box call. And so I used those skills that we learned from a Wonder Woman event and I tried to apply them in the field. And of course I'm still texting my dad and he's texting me, okay, Jessica, do yelp yelp. And then do the, he was giving me, I'm losing my track of thought. He was just giving me pointers through the texting of how to do the calling because I was still new to it. And so I just was replicating what he was telling me to do. And I think I sat there and I heard gobbles throughout the whole morning, but they were staying in this one area that I couldn't see them. And because this was a new property, I wasn't comfortable to get up and just go to them because I wasn't really sure where they were. So I made the official decision, no matter what happens by 11, I'm going to get out of there. And there was still turkey calling like gobbles all the way up to like 10 o'clock. And by 10:30, I like was looking down at my phone, of course, and I picked up my head and I looked and I see this bright red spot in the distance. And I'm just like, no way, 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 no way. Cause I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it so late in the morning. And I was using my dad's suggestions that he was texting me where, he's like, cluck and then yelp and then cluck, cluck and yelp. And so, and then he's like, if you hear the gobble reply to you, do a little bit more excited yelping. And so I'm sitting here like trying to yelp and I'm using two different calls. And sure enough, these two Jakes come into the field and I about started crying. Like right then and there, when I saw those two heads and I'm texting my dad, OMG, OMG, OMG. And he's like, just calm down, focused. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe these two turkeys came. And they gave me an opportunity and I took it and I got the strutting Jake that came into the field. And I'm blushing right now, even thinking about it because it was the coolest experience ever.
I love it. You know what I also think is just tremendous about this is that your dad was still there with you, even though he wasn't there with you.
Always.
Really special. Always. Really, really special. Also, don't you call your dad the Wander Dad?
He should. Yeah. Yes. I mean, he really is the Wander Dad. Both my parents are hugely involved with Wonder Woman. Like, I don't think I wouldn't have done as much as I can if it wasn't for them. And they have so many skills to contribute to the ladies. So yeah, I mean, gosh, I mean, I think my dad's getting to that point where people, like, if he's going to come guide, I've got girls like, I want to be with your dad. And they'll like, they'll text him or whatever for pointers on different things and to help him with stuff. So, oh yeah, I utilize my, I think my dad, after the deer hunt, he even said on Facebook, he was like, you know, I might not be there with her, but I feel like I am because she's texting me all this stuff. And it's like, I still depend on him tremendously. Even if I was trying to be more independent, I mean, you still gotta kind of ask some questions. And sometimes I get worried. And so he's like, it's all good, Jessica, just keep trying. And I'm just like, okay.
That's a big part of your hunting, you know, heritage, and you're going to be able to pass that on down to your kids. And it's cool. It's a really special path you've been able to take.
Sure. Yeah. Well, so it's been fun.
I follow Jessica on Snapchat, and that morning, you know, there's a snap of like, she's in the turkey woods and she's got her spot. And then there, I don't remember, I think there was a snap in there that was like something about you're going to take a nap, or you're looking at your watch. You're like, yeah, they're here, but they're not where they need to be.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden there's this snap, and she's got this smirk on her face and a turkey slung over her shoulder. Yes. Like, yes, sweet, it happened, you know?
I know. Isn't that how it goes down? I mean, that's so true, because I think I was also uploading some videos on Instagram, and I was kind of sitting there and I was like, man, I can hear this turkey, but it's not coming, and I'm out of here by 11. And I think I finished that little video, and not even 30 seconds after I said that, here they come trotting in, and one of them strutting, and I was like, no way. That's so funny.
Your adrenaline had to be at like an all-time high.
Well, I told you, I about started crying. I think it was, of course, the adrenaline was there, but it was such a huge moment for me, because I've never done any of that by myself before, let alone call it. Because I called my dad, of course, as soon as it happened. And I'm like, Dad, I did it. And he's like, you did it. And I'm like, I called in these turkeys by myself. And he's like, you did. I was like, I can't believe it. I mean, that was the biggest shocking point for me, is I was like, I cannot believe I got these two turkeys that stood on this other side of the trees for hours to finally come over here. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of blown away.
Well, yeah. I know everybody at OCK and Sean honored the property. Over, you know, everybody was super, super proud of you and happy for you. It was pretty, pretty exciting stuff.
Oh yeah. I was just going to echo that. You got to be really proud in that experience.
It was cool. I think, yeah, I remember the night before, some of the guys were like, are you really going to go do that? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, you do a lot more cool stuff than I do. And I was like, yeah, I do. But I think it's a great message to a lot of women. And that's kind of what I'm trying. That's my mission, is you don't have to be the best in the world at it. There is a lot of great resources that are available, and a lot of people that support you to give you the motivation to try some of these things on your own. And I know it's tough. I mean, I know it's tough. That's why I started Wonder Woman. But, you know, it just, I hope that it inspires other people that you can do this. And it's just a matter of just giving it a go and believe in yourself that you can accomplish these things, whether it's hunting or fishing or just going on a big, cool kayak trip. I mean, just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jess, I want to take you back in time. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but in like July or August of 2019, I was in Kansas City speaking at a commissioner's meeting, and I had heard about Wonder Woman. I'm like, what is this group? It sounds fun. It seems like a great way to, like, I don't know, connect with more women, but also maybe there are more women who want to mentor, right? Like my brother just started running.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I think we had ice cream, if I remember right. You, Mike Christensen, and I somewhere, I can't remember where, but you were just pouring out your ideas.
Yes,
and your dreams about Wonder Woman. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And it was just, and I could hear in your voice, you had so many avenues you wanted to run down. I'm like, I don't even know how she's going to accomplish all that. And shame on me, because here you are, like, you've done so good, and you've provided so much opportunity for women in the outdoors, not just in hunting or fishing, but hiking and camping and recreating in any fashion that fits them the best. And I just think it's cool. And I want to just like applaud you for that for a moment, but also just congratulate you on it and tell us a little more about it too, because you've grown tremendously since then.
Oh, it's so funny. I was sitting here like, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh my gosh, when we're at Enforked. And that was when I had just literally thought about it. Like, yep. It was just a thought, like, how am I, and I was with you, how am I going to accomplish what yep. I'm trying to do? Man, where we've come from since then.
That's yeah, awesome. It's really cool. So how many events are you putting together a year in Wonder Woman, if you have that off the top of your head?
We are a full plate. So yeah. I would say, last year it was hoping to at least do one event a month. We're doing up to like 3 to 4 events per month right now. Wow. And I'm already planning all the way into next year. So yeah, we stay busy. But I mean, there's so much to do. Every time I do something really cool, I connect with someone new that does this really cool skill. And I'm like, oh, gosh, now we got to do that. And then it's like, what weekend do I have left? We got to do it. So that's kind of where we are right now. We're just, more opportunities are just flowing in. And I've connected with so many more people that's just kind of opened a lot of doors and given me more ideas. So yeah, I mean, yes, about almost 4 events per month is where we're sitting at right now.
I've got to say, for a startup, I mean, you started in 2018, right?
Yeah.
With COVID, I mean, so you're still a young organization group.
Oh yeah.
And then you had to tread through this COVID thing that I mean, other successful businesses have struggled with that have a long established history, and you remained, Wonder Woman remained very successful and had growth through that. So every time I turn around on social media, it's like, well, they're at a ranch working cattle and now they're welding something and then yes. they're snagging spoonbill. And then I open my mailbox and there's Jessica hand fishing catfish someplace on the magazine cover of my electric co-op's monthly thing. Like, I'm like, what is, So I say that to say, I mean, you're very involved. You bring a lot of opportunity. And if there's listeners out there that are interested, there's something going on in Wonder Woman that's going to fit a niche or something that they're looking to get involved with.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the main focus for Wonder Woman. Mostly it's, again, it comes back to my parents, my dad hunting and fishing, and my mother, she shoots, but she's more pistol. And she does enjoy fishing, but I wanted it to be inclusive for everyone. Not everyone wants to hunt. Not everyone is ready to shoot a gun. And so I wanted it to be very open for, you know, and I love to do that too. I mean, heck, I love to do a cattle drive. We've got it planned for this year again too. So, I mean, the more different activities we can do that provides a lot more availability to women and the activities they enjoy doing outdoors, it's the better. It's the way I see it.
That's awesome. So I'm very grateful that you decided to reach out to OCK and get involved with our group and to get to learn more about your platform. And we shared a crappie boat up there at Council Grove, and then to get to hear about your turkey hunting experience. And
yep.
For any of our listeners that aren't familiar with our OCK, or Outdoor Communicators of Kansas group, we do host an annual raffle, and the proceeds from that raffle support a variety of scholarships from outdoor kids adventure camps and matching funds for some college scholarships. And Jessica actually helped us to secure some of the prizes for this year's raffle, including some Ladies Day at the Range prizes. So there's actually, in that raffle, there will be 2 individual prizes that are a day for 2 shooters, 2 ladies at the range. And I mean, we really appreciate that. I think that's the first time that we've had a lady specific prize in our raffle, and it's fantastic. And we'll be posting some details about that raffle soon, so listeners can get a chance to buy a ticket and support those outdoor scholarships and have a chance to maybe win a guided fishing trip or a lifetime hunter fish license. I think one of the prizes is a hotel stay at Flint Oak, just to name a few.
It's going to be a good raffle.
That's right.
Well, we're going to do a lightning round with Jessica, and I'm excited, mostly because I had free reign to ask her pretty much any question because she dabbles in literally everything, guys. Like, we'll look at her on Instagram. It's like, oh, I could go this avenue and that avenue. And by the way, this avenue. So we're going to ask you 8, but there's a surprise question of 9 lightning round questions on
here. Oh, boy.
So again, like this or that, just what would you prefer? What do you like better? Which one would you pick over the two of them? And then okay. If you feel like you need to defend yourself on why, you can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So are we crappie fishing or catfishing?
By what method? Because if we're jug lining catfish, I would choose that. But I love to crappie fish.
Oh, all boy. Right. All right. That's funny because that plays into my next question of bow fishing. Are you a rod and reel girl?
I think we're going to go with rod and reel. The bow fishing trip, I got the biggest bruise on my forearm, so we still need some practice.
Well, that's okay. And you know what, to highlight that, I'm glad you mentioned in your turkey hunting story about how it's okay because we're all still learning. And we really
yes.
are, like,
yes.
If you get to the point in life where you don't ask questions and you're not learning, you're in trouble. So
I agree. No one can be an expert when it comes to the outdoors. I'm sorry, but there's always a new opportunity when you get outside. Always.
For sure. For sure. All right, Jess, do you prefer hunting or fishing?
Hunting.
Really? I almost would have went the other way.
We've had some awesome fishing trips this year. I mean, awesome, but I guess with hunting, it's such broad, that meant I could do a lot of different hunting things, and that sounds like fun.
I like it. All right, so you just had a free weekend open up. Are you going to head out and do some hiking to capture some beautiful scenery and maybe some monumental sunsets, or are you going to be headed to the lake to do some camping and hanging out by a fire?
I would like to go to the lake, please.
Thank you, girl. Me too. Me too. So here's another little applaud moment for you. You won like an NWTF wild game contest, if I remember right.
2 years in a row. Thank you.
Okay. No. Yes. 2 years in a row. Okay. So if you're cooking, and I'm glad I know it's 2 years now that I remember this. Do you prefer to cook with pheasant or venison? Because you won recipes using both, right?
Yes.
All right.
Both. Oh my gosh. That's really hard because they are both my favorite. See, I have a true love for venison because it really truly lasts me. One doe lasts me almost all year, but the pheasant, I have some of my favorite recipes with that. We're going to have to prop the venison because it feeds us more.
Practical answer. That's okay. That's okay. So I've done a little bit of hunting with you, upland hunting, specifically out at the governor's hunt. And so yes. I'm curious, do you prefer upland hunting or waterfowl hunting?
Waterfowl all day. Upland is, I am not the most fit ladies. So walking those fields is, it is a lot of work. And so waterfowl, even though it's cold and it's wet, I get to kind of sit and relax. And I enjoy that very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So let's talk turkey calls. Are you a box call or a mouth call, a slate call?
Okay. So we just learned the box call. So we're going to have to go with that. What I was using for a while was actual, like a very beginner's like push button one. I don't know the exact name for that. Mm-hmm. And that was actually the call I had when I just recently turkey hunted in Council Grove, is I had the box call that I just learned how to use. And then I had my button one because I can still do that one. That one that performs with what I don't know how to do with the box. So we have not even gotten to the mouth call yet. So easy peasy, a box call today is my answer, Brittany.
Well, I call that being resourceful. So what's better? Now we're going back to the Wonder Woman context, okay? Sure. What's better, hearing stories from other women about their personal journeys to get them where they are today, or you creating opportunities for them to come together to empower one another?
Ooh, that's tough.
That is so tough, because Wonder Woman still brings us together, where I get to learn about these women's backgrounds and their goals in life and what they do for a living and the things that they enjoy. So, I mean, they really play hand in hand.
Yeah. Which one's the icing on the cake for you?
I like to hear the stories.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I can bring opportunities for women, but I like to hear about their lives. I love to see the posts on Facebook about the great weekends they had. And I think that would be what I would choose.
I like it. And here's your last question. If you had to pick, would you pick Theo or Theo?
Say that again. Would you pick what?
Theo or Theo?
Theo or Theo. Oh, yeah. Tough call. I mean, I'm not sure. That dang dog. Theo all day. Theo plus Theo.
Jess is a lover of pit bulls, and she's got a cute pit bull mix, I believe, right?
Yeah, he's just a straight up spotted pit bull. Everyone confuses him with the Dalmatian, and that's why we love him.
Well, he's precious, so I had to include him. I didn't want him to left out.
That's perfect. Yeah, you got me with that one. I was like, who and who? Ooh. There's two Theos? Even better.
Well, you did good. It's fun getting to know some of those little insights about you, Jess. Thanks for participating.
Thank you for your guys' taking the time to hang out with me. This has been fun.
So, Jessica, if our listeners want to engage with Wonder Woman, what's the best way, whether it's a lady listener or somebody's husband or boyfriend or brother or dad or grandpa or whatever, uncle or mother, aunt, niece, mm-hmm. You know, if somebody wants to get involved or share your contact information with a woman that they know would fit your group, how should they go about that?
What I tell everyone, the best place 100% is the website, which is wonderwomanks.com. That allows you to subscribe to the website, and I always email with when registration and events are coming up. I just find Facebook to be really hard to navigate and see everything all the time. So you getting an email update from my website would be your best bet to always be up to date with what's going on.
So go to wonderwomanks.com and sign up with email for notifications.
Yes. And then on the other side, when you mentioned all the men, which this goes out to the women too, you know, we try really, really hard to get around. I mean, we're called Wonder Woman Kansas. We do our best to get everywhere we can in the state of Kansas, which can be tough because I am based near Kansas City. So if you have an awesome idea, maybe you're an outfitter that has a really good opportunity to bring some ladies in, please contact me. We'd love to continue expanding and providing more opportunities so that everyone can be involved. And sometimes that helps by at least letting me know you exist and that maybe we can partner on something.
Awesome.
I like it. Jess, thanks so much for sharing your story with us, and we'll be sure to share your two-time winning turkey or your venison and your pheasant recipes when we share this too. But yeah, go check her out, Wonder Woman. I know you guys have Facebook, Instagram, definitely to the website.
Absolutely.
Make sure you all listen to this episode, give it a share, give it a like, and we'll see you guys next time.
All right. See you guys.